Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, we began a message entitled The Healing of Wounds, and this was one of the express reasons, purposes that Jesus came. In fact, when he began his ministry, he stood up in the synagogue. He was asked to read from the prophet Isaiah, and he quoted what the prophet Isaiah had said. In Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And Jesus has not stopped his healing work. What characterized the ministry of Jesus? When he walked the face of the earth those 3 years, he healed the sick, he preached the gospel, he taught, he raised the dead, there were signs and wonders, and he spoke about the kingdom of God. He preached the kingdom of God that is coming, are going to be established here on the earth when Jesus returns. And he is as interested today as he was in those days that we receive healing, healing of body, soul, mind, and spirit. And in today's world that we're living, the fast-paced world we are existing in, the healing of hurts and wounds and bruises, especially of the inner man, is still one of the most important healing works that are needed today. And it may not be as readily visible as physical healing in many cases, but is extremely vital since it deals with the soul of man, the inner depth of man, the inner man of the heart. And the anointing of Jesus was to heal the brokenhearted. And when he departed this earth, those last few minutes he was with his disciples on Mount Olivet, he said, he commissioned them that they were to do the same works that he did, heal the sick, raise the dead, preach the good news of the gospel. And he has asked us to do that very thing, as he asked them. Our ministries, we all have a ministry. We may not be in public ministry as a pastor or a teacher, for example, but we all have a ministry if we have been saved by the precious blood of Jesus. We have people that we can influence, situations that we are in that no one else is in. We are so unique, and I just love the marvelous complexity and love and generous, merciful nature of God, that he can deal so lovingly with each and every person as if we were the only one that existed. We can't comprehend that. Our feeble little pea brain can't get around that. But he's God, and nothing is impossible to him. So we're serving a big God, beloved. He loves you so much. He loves me. He loves every person on the face of the earth, and he hasn't changed. If healing was a mark of his ministry, then he has not changed. It's his desire to bring healing of soul, of mind, and of body. And so we have that same ministry. The Lord's commissioned us, his followers, to do the same healing work in his name. In 1 John 2:27, the apostle says, the anointing which ye have received of him, and we have, that's the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. Not that we don't have need of teachers, but if you were on a desert island, the Holy Spirit is very capable of teaching what you need to know. And as that same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth, that's the hallmark of the gospel and of the Holy Spirit and of the words of Jesus. His truth is established in heaven. His truth is eternal. There's no shadow of darkness or turning in it. And let me just read this whole passage. I can't comment. Oh, here we go again. The anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, as ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and hath taught you, past tense, ye shall abide in him. And beloved, quite simply, that's our primary goal, to become like Jesus. And if we would do this, healing of wounds in the spirit is vital, in our soul. Without it, people continue to act and react according to problems of the past. In fact, you may have experienced that in your own life. The problems, the pain you've gone through, unless you're fully healed, you will tend to react the same way or have the same behavior because you're not healed. And I believe few fully understand the severity of a wounded spirit, or the danger there is in wounding someone else. Sometimes we can just, without thought or just perhaps in jesting, hurt someone, and that stays with them unless they're healed of it the rest of their lives. People often joke around, not realize the unseen damage which can be done. And so as a result of this, the ministry of reconciliation is a must for God's people. We need to practice that need of forgiveness and reconciliation in our own lives and share that with others. That's what Jesus came to do. He reconciled God and man. We need to forgive each other and to ask forgiveness and to receive healing when we've been injured or when we've inflicted injury. So this, now that we've established what Jesus came to do and what he has given us to do as our ministry, regardless of our station in life, regardless of how old we are, we all have a metron or an area of influence that God has given us. And it's just important that we are faithful to whatever he would ask us to do. And the burdens of the Lord aren't grievous. His commands aren't grievous that we can't follow them. He won't ask us to do something that's impossible. It may seem very difficult. It might seem like it's impossible, but with his help, with his grace, you would be amazed and surprised, as perhaps some of you have served the Lord a length of time, you've been able to nod your head and say, yep, yes, he can do that. So let's now look at the way that wounds are inflicted. And there are several ways that this can occur, and let's take a look at them. The first thing I'd like to share are the wounds of the Lord. Now, that might be sort of set you back, but perhaps it might be better to say this refers to the chastening of the Lord. And we do have to remember what the word says. No chastening for the present is pleasant. It's hurtful, but there's a purpose in it. The chastening of the Lord, God's wounds, if you will, are faithful, therefore are good, regardless of how we might feel about them. Just like a child who is properly disciplined, they will grow to be a wonderful, healthy, mature, well-balanced adult. And the problem with so much of our society today is children aren't disciplined, at least not when you've lived, you know, a number of decades. You'll see that there's discipline has become lax, and a result, we have the society that we do. Proverbs 20 and 30 says, "The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly." So God wants to heal the wounds within. And there's another beautiful passage in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, verse 26, that says, "Moreover, the light of the sun shall be as the the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of the people and healeth the stroke of their wound. When the Lord comes, he's going to wipe away all tears, and there will be joy in his presence. It'll be a new time, a new dimension in the experience of mankind that has accepted Jesus. There will be peace. Men will beat their plowshares into pruning hooks. As the scriptures talk about, that there will be no wars. It will be a time of incredible peace and abundance. There's a scripture also I'd like to share with you in Deuteronomy 32. 2 verse 39, "See now," this is prophetic, the Lord speaking, "that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me, there's no one like him. I kill and make alive, I wound and heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." Okay, so we've seen the wounds or the chastening of the Lord, which is meant for our good. Thank God for that, lest we go off on a detour, head down a wrong path. And then also, which I trust if you've been walking with the Lord any length of time, you're familiar with these wounds that are caused by the enemy. Satan, the enemy of our soul, can inflict wounds. Why? Because he is an adversary to God as well as to God's people. He's out to destroy as much as he can the gospel and the truth of God's kingdom. He delights in inflicting God's people, and we must learn to be wise and not ignorant of his devices. That way, we can resist his actions against us and destroy his plot to defeat us. One of the wounds would be condemnation. Well, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So you see, all those terrible, debilitating, depressing thoughts he would bring were to use the Word of God, as Jesus did, to repulse him, to resist him. If we're submitted to God and resist the enemy, he will flee from before us. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And tomorrow, as we've looked at the wounds, the chastening of the Lord, and the wounds caused by the enemy, we're going to be looking at the wounds caused by others. I hope you'll be able to join me at the same time. The announcer in a moment is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. I personally read and answer the letters, and so many have been blessed by that personal touch that I've been able to give over the decades. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Claus saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.